He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 1,214th time, but who's counting? I am. Well, not really that many, but that's a lot, isn't it?
A lot.
Good morning. Welcome to School Talk. Our main line is you can't call our main line, so I'm not going to give it to you because I got a guest calling in. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com. Awesome things happening here on the west side, the best side, here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I got guests in the studio. Got guests coming in on the telephone lines. And my producer, Brianna Cooper, is in the morning house.
Good morning.
House in the morning. Something like that. I like your glasses, girl.
Thank you.
Look kind of like Princeton and Yale. Don't you, doctor? Well, doctor, she's drinking a cup of coffee, but don't you?
Yes, she does. She's beautiful.
That's right. That's my guest. And I'm going to tell you who my guest is shortly. So I had to throw that out. Look, that's kind of cool. I like that. That's very college type looking. So I know you're going to college. So where you going to college? Where you going to go?
IU.
IU? IU, you're IOU. That's cool. Three of my daughters went to IU. Three of them, college grads. Yeah. Woo! They did better than daddy. Big things happen on the west side. Big things happen here in Ben Davis High School. Let's go right to it because I got a lot of things to cover this morning. Go for it.
Tonight, Ben Davis Giants basketball travels to Tech High School and tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. The Wayne Township Education Foundation Spaghetti Supper will be held at Ben Davis High School on March 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. And March 19th is WBDG Day at City Barbecue in Avon. Proceeds benefit our 49-49 marathon. That's been another edition of...
I like messing with Bray. You know what? My wife always tells me if I can't pronounce a word, don't use it. And then I told someone else, they don't know the meaning of the word, don't use it. That was on Twitter, so... That's a whole different show. Hey, February's ending up. As you know, February was Black History Month. And on Twitter account, I saw some interesting information about Ben Davis' African-American graduation rates for the class 2014. And it far exceeded 80% for every city, county, and district other than IPS. Wayne Township was leading the way in the township schools, 94.8% for this year. And that is awesome. That delivers a applause or the magic button or something like that. I don't know. Because folks, now, why that's so huge is if you look at the information from 2008 to 2014, it's all over the place. But back in 2008, it was 65%, 9 and 74.8, 10 it was 85.9, 11 it was 89.1, 12 it was 89.3, 13 it was 87.1, in 2014, 94.8. That's what I'm talking about. Those graduation rates, young kids. Hey, hats off to the teachers, administrators, and young folks for staying focused. And it don't stop there, folks. I got some more data for you. And I'm going to let my teacher do that. I'm going to let my professor do that. I'm going to let my doctor do that. Because in the studio, folks, I got a college graduate also, Arizona State, by the way, of ISU, my hometown, Dr. Tara Reinhart, Director of Special Services. Hey, MSD Wayne, Office of Special Services, good morning. Welcome to School Talk.
Thank you, Emerson. I'm very excited. I want to tell you about our graduation
rate. Hey.
Because for students with disabilities, we went from 68.9% to 80.4%.
Whoa.
Which completely blows the state average.
Push the magic button. Yeah.
And I would say that is due to the hard work of our students, mm-hmm. our parents, mm-hmm. our staff, mm-hmm. administrators, mm-hmm. colleagues. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the community of MSD of Wayne Township, because we are all in.
That is awesome. That's what my show is all about. The teachers, the students, the parents working together as a team. And on the line, calling from somewhere in the United States of America or in Puerto Rico, on the phone, is Mr. Mike Wells.
Hey, I wish I was in Puerto Rico right now to get away from the snow.
I know what you mean, but On the line is awesome. Glad to have you here, sir. Mr. Mike Wells on the line, folks. And you just don't know, this man's an awesome individual. Awesome. Doing some great things for Indianapolis and our young people. You just don't know. And well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this young man real quick. You know, on the phone, he's a 2000 grad of Central Washington University. Also, check this out. He's the first person in his family to go to college. Push the magic button.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Right now, he's a writing for ESPN, following our writing on our Indianapolis Colts, and I like that. Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to School Talk, Mr. Wells.
Thank you very much. I like the magic clock, but too.
Yeah. Hey, my mom always said, hey, give me my flowers while I'm here, you know. I mean, that's a great thing that you've done. I mean, my daughters, I'm a high school dropout. I got a GED while I was in the Marine Corps. But all my girls got degrees. They did better than daddy. So, hey, hats off to you, brother. I appreciate you, man. And I know your parents are proud of you.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mike, I got tons of questions for you. But hold on, hang in the line. But Dr. Reinhardt, how do you and Mike hook up?
Well, Twitter is a beautiful thing. If you follow me on Twitter, I am constantly tweeting. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep everyone informed, give my philosophy on the world, and keep our folks connected. So Mike happens to know through another colleague, mm-hmm. One of my assistant directors. And so she and I were having a conversation about who can we have lead this amazing event.
Wow.
March 11th. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, let's go big or go home. Let's call ESPN.
Wow.
And I said, okay.
Huge.
I said, Ben Davis Giants just got the title. Mm-hmm. They're the champions. Why not bring someone who's football focused but also has a heart for students?
Right.
And so she was reaching out to him. He automatically accepted, came in, talked to us. We know he's our guy. We know he's going to make us proud and treat the kids the way they should be treated.
Right.
And we call it our little ESPYs. That's how we described it to Mr. Wells.
Wednesday, March 11th, the ceremony will take place at 6:30 p.m. at Ben Davis High School. The Dare to Dream Awards. Mr. Wells, it's going to be honoring students with disabilities and staff and the family members and community members who support them. How huge is this for you to be involved in something like this? I mean, you've been out there. You've seen some stuff.
Well, it's when I met with her and the rest of her coworkers, they were talking about it from an ESPN aspect, and I told them I wasn't doing it because of the job I do, but mm-hmm. I do it because I have the ultimate respect for teachers. I'm not sure if they believe me when I told them, but I said once I get finished in this business, journalism field, that I want to go back and teach high school journalism. I want to go back and teach high school journalism. So I definitely had the utmost respect for teachers guiding today's youth and leading them into hopefully college and into the real world beyond that. So that's why it was a no-brainer for me to do it. I didn't look at it as I'm Mike Wells, who covers the Indianapolis Colts for ESPN. I looked at it as it was my opportunity to give back to today's youth and hopefully, provide a fun, entertaining night on March 11th.
Awesome. Now, Mike, when you mentioned something there, now I also read that when you were in college, you volunteered for every opportunity available in the communication field. Now, I got students listening to my radio show and students in my classroom here. How important was that to your success?
Well, that was the thing. Every time I talk to a college student, when I go back, because, I've spent some time, talking to grad students at IUPUI or just undergrad students at different colleges, I always tell them to dip your toes into everything. don't be one dimensional. Try to do everything, because when you get into the real world today, it is so tough to find a job. You want to be able to make yourself as versatile as possible. And I think it was 20 years ago that I went to college. So things have definitely changed in the past 20 years. And even then, I definitely, if there's an opportunity to write, talk, be seen, or, volunteer for things, I definitely, made a run at it. And I feel like it definitely helped me out on where I was able to get to the point I've reached today.
Well, one thing that I do know, you know, young folks learn a lot from what they see. And Dr. Reinhart, since nobody is the same and the students have, all students have unique needs and unique strength, how do you tap into the needs of special needs children? How do you tap that and get that out of them, get that special, that uniqueness?
Well, I will say Wayne Township obviously offers so many pathways. So one of the great things about just walking into Ben Davis, there are so many different avenues you can go to really tap into strength. If math is not your, you know, that's not your strength, you get frazzled when you're in the front of the math class, find something else. There's so much in our career and technical center with WBDG, with BDTV. We have students that are able to really show their strengths, and our teachers are absolutely amazing. I would put them against any teacher in the state the United States, because they really take the child, the whole child. It's not just about are they going to be the smartest, but are they going to be successful? Mm-hmm. Are they going to give back to the community? And that's really what our job is mm-hmm. to tap into that, to find it. I always say special ed teachers are like detectives. It's our job to find that untapped potential and make it bloom. You know, water it, put sun on it, just make it grow so that they can flourish and really give back to the community.
Mike, that's all kids.
No, she's definitely right. It is all kids. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're special needs or if you're, a 4.0 or whatever the grade point average scale is in high school. It doesn't matter. I mean, you want to be able to try to tap into every type of resource possible because, again, as I, I'm going to continue to reiterate this every time I talk to kids, it's all about making yourself as versatile as possible. I try to tell people you don't want to be a one-trick pony. If you're a one-trick pony, it makes it, it puts you in a large pool instead of putting you into a small pool of being able to do numerous different things.
I hear what you're saying. And like when I was I'm so glad to talk to someone like you and Dr. C. When I was in high school, and a lot of folks know my story, my hometown is Terre Haute, Indiana, and we have five high schools and I went through four of them. And I didn't graduate from none of them. I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. I think I had a disability, but I think it was knuckleheadism. I think I was just a knucklehead and wasn't getting until I got in the Marine Corps. And I got in front of a man that I couldn't talk down. I couldn't back down. And he said, hey, if you want some rank in my Marine Corps, you take your behind back to high school and get your GED. And that's what I did. So I had someone, my dad died in 68, so I didn't have that opportunity to someone stand in my face like I needed it. So we're all unique. Mm-hmm. And that goes to say, when you was in college, you did a radio show and you was a news director. Am I right?
Yes, I was. Don't laugh when I tell you this now. I was the news director, and I also had a Sunday night Quiet Storm Slow Jam radio show.
Get out of here, Slow Jam the News.
It was I did news Monday through Friday every morning, and then I had a Quiet Storm where I pulled out the Casanova side of me and enjoyed that aspect of it.
Well, you said don't be a one trick pony, and a lot of my students, they get that. We had students here that went on to do, she was doing television here, and she went to Vincennes, was doing country radio.
Oh, wow.
African-American young lady.
Wow, that's great.
And did an awesome job on that country radio station there at Vincennes University. A doctor, I got time. What I want to know is, I'm going to get back to you, Mike, is coming up. Now, well, tell me more about this awareness program, the autism awareness program that I saw on the internet.
So we, this year, we started the Wayne Autism Alliance, mm-hmm. which is a community group for students with autism, for families that are supporting students with autism, for staff that just want to know more about how to support students with autism. Mm-hmm. We have guest speakers that come in from all over the state that provide those resources to the families. And we provide dinner. So we all gather for dinner. Then we have a lot of our high school students come and they give back to the community by it's not daycare because they're just hanging out, socializing mm-hmm. with our students with autism. Okay. And so they hang out in the multipurpose room at Ben Nevis University, and we take the parents and go and work on just figuring out some supports for students, not only financially, mm-hmm. educationally, career goals, looking to the future and kind of what's out there. So it's a really great opportunity. It's our first year, so our attendance mm-hmm. is a little low, so we would definitely like to invite more folks. Eventually, we'd like to turn it into for students with not just autism, but just all families for students with disabilities.
Yeah. You mentioned something earlier in our conversation off air about you really not being able to see the disability. Mm-hmm. Are autism mm-hmm. kids kind of, you don't know?
Yeah. So we have the perception of what a student with a disability looks like or acts like. There is not one exact science to that. Mm-hmm. I can't just give you a checklist and say, yes, this is exactly what it will look like. We have students that we will say are somewhat invisible disabilities. You can't see them. Okay. They're not in a wheelchair. They're not, you know, it's not a physical kind of disability. So when a student has a learning disability, you might not see that. They participate in the Ben Nevis High School football team. They're on the wrestling team. They're in the swimming team. They're in choir. They're in drama. They're in debate. So students walking all over the university here, mm-hmm. or the campus here in the university.
Yeah.
You know, we have over 2,100 students in Wayne Township that have a disability. So when you think about that, you know, that's a lot of kiddos that we're supporting. And, you know, we just hope that people continue to have very high expectations for our students. Our goal is to give them access to the core, give mm-hmm. them multiple pathways to show their abilities mm-hmm. and not focus solely on their disability.
Wow, that's huge. Mike, when you were going through college and in your high school days, did you recognize, did you see disability? Did we handle it differently back in the day?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's my first period class was my junior year in high school was Algebra 2, and it was right next door to the special needs class department. And I went to high school in California, so the temperature was always warm, so all the kids would always be hanging outside. And what I always thought amazing, and which is why, again, part of my whole, you know, respect for teachers, is that I don't know how it is today because I haven't been inside of a high school in quite some time. But it felt like kids always got the special needs kids got picked on, that's why it goes hand in hand. Why when I went to college, I said that either I wanted to be in the journalism field or I wanted to teach. And you know, again, my passion still hasn't changed in that area because I feel like, you know, whether you're a special needs kid or you're, you know, a straight A student, you should be still treated with the, you know, the ultimate respect. Everybody should be treated on the same even ground. And, you know, it's best if, you know, people treat kids that same way because you never know how somebody's going to turn out. And that's why I'm looking forward to having a full night of mm-hmm. being around special needs kids and seeing their smiles at this award ceremony. Because like they said, you know, it's the ESPYs for you guys over there, Ben Davis, on that night.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we have a peer mentor award, Emerson, if I can jump in, that, you know, we want to, the picking on still happens. You know, that's in every high school, mm-hmm. every elementary. It's just kids being kids, right?
Mm-hmm. But kids can be cruel, though.
They can be. I mean, absolutely. They can be. And us females sometimes are even more cruel than the boys.
I got four daughters.
Yeah, you know, I had sisters, so yeah, we were not nice to each other. But the Peer Mentor Award, we wanted to make sure that we not only honored our students with disabilities and the community members and the teachers, but also those, we said, what is the definition of normal anyway? Mm-hmm. There really isn't one, but
I'm Abby normal.
The students that we call peer mentors that are, you know, and we still have, similar to what Mike was talking about, more of a life skills classroom, mm-hmm. that those are the visible disabilities. They have significant needs. But we have amazing peer mentors that go in. They work with those students. They come here. We had a student last year that He was involved in the radio station. He was involved in the TV station. So we wanted to honor those folks as well, the students that are really giving back, because we want them to see that we see what you're doing. We see the respect you're giving. We see that you're giving back to the community in this way. And we want to continue that. We want to support them in that and let them see that we notice.
Wow. And Mike, this for you and for Doctor. And this, I want to know your opinion and how important you find this. And I guess my statement is based on what I read so far. Low expectations are replaced with early intervention. And then parent involvement is huge. And I want to know, do the parents get it, Mike? And you're out there with these professionals all day long, and are you still feeling anything when it comes to talking for our parents, being involved with young people? I mean, even on the level, you do a lot of writing for the coach. You did a lot of writing for the Pacers. Do you feel our parents are still, involved with young folks like they should be?
I wish I had an answer for this, but I feel like I would be speaking out of place if I did, because
I always do. Why should you be different? Why? No.
Because I haven't been around it. You know, I can see it from I can't speak on the parent standpoint, but just being around professional athletes, you know, you always, you know, see or hear about athletes going to visit, you know, with special needs kids or children in hospitals. And, you know, what you see on TV doesn't even scratch the surface. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you see it from...
Wait a minute. Now, do they do it because they want to do it, or do it because the team told them to do it? Now, you probably can't answer that one.
No, I can't. That's where I was going to segue into, because what you see on TV doesn't even scratch the surface on it, because there are so many athletes that don't want the attention about it. I mean, there's been countless times where I've asked an athlete, oh, let me write about you going to visit here, these students, or this hospital, whatnot. And they've told me no. They're like, I don't do it for the attention. The niggas seem like I'm a good guy. I do it because I want to do it from my heart, not for that I want fans to think I'm a guy that, you know, embraces going to, you know, visit with kids with special needs or children in hospitals.
See, that's huge, because I see, when I look at it, I want to, okay, you just do it because your team tells you to do it. You really don't care. And I'm glad to hear you say that.
And I would also piggyback on that to say that our staff are the same way. Mm-hmm. Our staff that work very well with students with disabilities do it because they absolutely love kids and they want to make sure they're successful. It's not about the paycheck. It's not about, you know, them getting some kind of accolade. These awards that are coming up March 11th, these folks that are nominated will stand up there and say, I don't deserve this. Mm-hmm. I just do my job. I just love, you know, I get paid to do something that I love every single day. Ugh. And they don't want, you know, they don't need awards to continue to do it. They just want to make a difference every single day for our students.
Mike, I understand you're going to be a teacher when you get done with journalism. I understand that now, okay?
Yeah. Now, can I have a job at Ben Davis when I'm done?
Put your teacher hat on right now. I want you to tell my students how important it is, and you've done this, had the hands-on work in a lot of areas when you're going through college. I mean, you was on the radio. You was probably behind the camera, in front of the camera. How huge is it to have hands on and not sit back in the corner somewhere and just be like a bump on a log?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically what you are. You're a bump on a log if you don't volunteer. You want to be seen. I mean, versatile is the key word. I mean, if you're not versatile, you're like I said earlier, you're in a pool with, you know, 100,000 different people that can do the exact same thing. But if I'm an employer, I'm going to say, okay, Dr. Reinhardt, she can do X, Y, and Z compared to this other person who can only do two different things. I want somebody where if there's a job opening, we want to get her foot in the door. We want her to be able to just get her in, and then the job that she really wants, once it opens up, we'll be able to spy her over there and let her have that dream job she's been thinking about for the last 10 years.
Wow. I think you're going to be a great teacher. You keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to be a great teacher. Coming up now, we got that Dare to Dream Dare to Dream coming up in gosh, in a few weeks.
It's right around the corner. Less than 2 weeks.
And on the, you have a lot of, Doctor, on the website, you got a lot of videos on there. Who made those videos on there?
I wonder.
Who made those videos on there?
Our lovely students. Yes, please go to our website. It's the Wayne Township District website, www.wayne.k12.in.us/special services. And our actual tab is OSS, which for some folks think that's out of school suspension. It's not. We're not about that. We want our kids in school, but, you know, Office of Special Services is there. So if you go there and you find Disability Awareness Month, you will see all of our amazing stories of our students. Dr. Butts always says, you know what, tell your story, because if you don't, someone else will.
Yeah.
And we want our students to tell their stories because they are amazing stories. You talk about perseverance and grit, Mike. Our kids have more perseverance and grit than I know I ever had as a student their age. So, you know, just great things there. Also, there is another video that our lovely BDTV students did about our multiple pathways. Dr. Danita Harris, who is our EL coordinator, and Ms. Wendy Skabinski, who is in charge of our gifted students. And we talked about even our gifted students sometimes are twice exceptional. They have some disabilities behaviorally, social, emotionally, that we all kind of work together on. But there's a video in there talking about those multiple pathways. So I ask you to check that out and follow us on Twitter. We'll be posting all kinds of pictures and the great events that night. We have an amazing cupcake maker.
Hey.
So if you're in the world for some cupcakes, you got to stop by. And even if it's just for the cupcake, we're going to have a resource fair. Parents can come and talk to some folks after the ceremony, before the ceremony, about different resources that are available. And just have a great night.
You got one video there that deals with life skills.
Yes.
So
when you think about the continuum of services and supports that we offer, there is all the way from inclusion. So students in gen ed settings just getting some support, whether it be through accommodations or a teacher being with them, all the way to our students. We have life skills, which is more of a self-contained setting.
Okay.
They're working on academics, but they're also working on functional skills. We have Project Search, which is down at the Government Center, where they're working on employment skills.
Hey.
We have Sanders Day Program, which is an amazing program for some of our students with emotional disabilities. Lots of supports, mental health supports. There's all kinds of great, amazing staff going on there. We have our Wayne Township Preschool, which has boatload of students with disabilities that are just really 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So we service students from 3 years old all the way to age 22.
Woo!
So we get them for quite a while, and we love on them and teach them.
That is awesome.
We make sure that, you know, our expectations are high.
Well, folks, back in 1987, President Ronald Reagan proclaimed March as Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and we're still celebrating it to this day. They changed the name a little bit, but they're still celebrating it. And March the 11th is the date, Wednesday, March the 11th, the ceremony for the annual Dare to Dream Giant Steps Awards ceremony, Wednesday, March 11th. Ceremony will take place here at Ben Davis High School at 6:30 p.m. The event will be featuring ESPN reporters Mike Wells.
And I'll also say our keynote, Judge Garland Graves is coming.
Okay, Judge, get a little bit. But I'm going to check my calendar and make sure that I can be here and check you out, because I do want you to come out and come back later in the world and check out WBDD and BDTV and be a guest on the show in the studio. I think you got a lot to give back to our students. Students get a lot out of you, and we're going to get it all.
I will definitely. You let me know. As long as our schedules line up, I will definitely be in. I wish I was in studio today with you guys.
Well, I wish you were too, but I understand. I'll get a 2-for-1. So this is cool. I got you're set up for the next date. And I always told my guests, you have once you've been on my show one time, you got an open invitation to bum rush my show.
All righty.
I don't care what my topic is. You got something going on, call in, show up at my big window. We get you on the air. It's called bum rushing the show. And I've been bum rushed before.
Well, I do like to talk, as my staff say. So
Hey.
I may have to bum rush you.
It's no problem. So, folks, save that date. Dare to Dream Ceremony, March 11, 2015, here at Ben Davis High School. Mike, I'm going to let you go, and I want you to keep on writing good stuff. And before you go, drop some knowledge on my kids and why they should never give up.
Definitely never give up. I mean, stay in school. That's my number one rule. Definitely stay in school because you never know where that path is going to take you. And before I know it, you may be coming to take my job from me in a few years.
It happens. The kids keep writing, and then you go take somebody else's job. The executive room. Oh, dang, and you'll be an administrator, too. You'll be the teacher and run the classroom. And doctor, know so much. Drop some knowledge to my kids. Give me some shouting words.
So what I'll say is...
A shout out. You got a shout out, too.
Oh, I got a shout out. Okay, my boys are listening.
Yeah.
Anthony and Mark, I love you. They're big giant fans. Even though they're a little to the west, is where they go to school.
Yeah,
they're still purple.
Yeah.
However, we like the Giants. Yeah. We follow the Giants. Yeah. So here is my tip of knowledge. Everyone has an ability. There is no normal. So find whatever that ability is and make it happen. You can do it. Absolutely. Use your support. Don't be afraid to ask.
That's huge. Dr. Reinhardt, thank you very much. Mike Wells, thank you very much.
Hey, no problem now.
Y'all made my day, and now I got to send this one back to classroom.
Ooh.
Why? To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't copy the wrong dude. Copy Mike Wells. Copy Dr. Reinhardt. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. You could go all the way. I'm sorry. Got carried away there. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. There I go again. I can't stand. I sagging. Hey, pull your pants up. Mike, you hate sagging? Do you? He does. He gone.
Okay. I hate sagging.
I hate sagging. You're sagging in behind. You're sagging in mind. Can't stand it. Need some more coffee. If you're special school, it's on next to the University of Wayne Township, Giant 90.9. Or Ben Davis High School's Emerson Views and my guest. Have a good day. See you next week on Scroll Talk.